today, we're going to go over why overreacting to the overturning of Roe versus Wade is going to backfire for the left. Like, bigly. All right? So we got this, and we got so much more to go over here today on the Joe Padula Show. Absolutely.
He doesn't wonder what it's like on the ground in Afghanistan. He's been there, serving our country and defending Lady Liberty.
Absolutely.
It's the Joe Padula Show, Clarksville's conversation.
Yeah. What's going on? My name is Joe Padula. Veteran, not a victim. Not a victim. A lot of victims I saw over the weekend making those videos. Boy, they lost their mind. Oh boy. What's up, Bay?
Nothing much.
Bay, did you know that I'm a former Screaming Eagle soldier? From the 2nd Brigade Combat Team, 101st Airborne Division, Air Assault.
Are you?
Absolutely. Chris Early.
Hey.
Did you know that, you know, this former war veteran from the 2nd Brigade Combat Team Strike, the Strike Brigade, is in the 101st Airborne Division, Air Assault?
Really?
Screaming Eagles?
Do they have anything to do with 327?
No. Well, do you guys also know that I appreciate you guys, no doubt. Mm-hmm. But I appreciate anyone that allows some time to check us out, listen, provide us some information as we try and provide information back. It's a two-way street, right? You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Hope it's not hairy.
They make Nair.
I was going to go into an Italian chick that I was seeing, but... Oh, boy. She had hairier arms than me.
That's how you tell the difference between the men and women.
But...
The gold chain.
Oh, that's right. Italians. And I liked her and everything. I didn't know how to tell her, you know, hey, can you shave that? I don't know. How do you tell someone that?
I think your uncle looks hotter with less hair.
So, again, thanks for hanging out with us. We do got a lot to go over here because... Yep. The Supreme Court, baby. Wow. Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I was on post at Fort Campbell doing a gig, so I didn't get a chance to get in the studio and go live. But, oh boy, 6-3. Justice Alito. Justice Clarence Thomas. Love this man. And his white wife. You see that? They're like trying to say... Oh, well, now they're going to ban interracial marriage.
No.
That's what they're saying.
Yeah, well, they're looking and trying to grasp at any and every straw that they can.
They lifted that back in the day.
Oh, boy. I guess they've never seen Clarence Thomas's wife.
Let's go back. Glad that we woke up to the 1960s.
Oh, man, that's fun.
Oh, boy.
You can only be so lucky.
Yeah, just relax, people. Relax.
Hi, Rose, Anita, Michael,
yes.
Mikey.
Yes, thank you for your comments. Don't forget to like, hit the share, okay? Subscribe to the channel, follow the channel, and definitely the stars. Do those stars thing. Send stars.
Yeah. Like, comment, subscribe,
yeah.
And star.
And star, right. So, but as we're talking about, we'll get it up on the screen here. Yep, there they are. Ah! Yeah, 6-3, okay? Also on that was Amy Coney Barrett, Justice Coney Barrett, okay, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and even John Roberts, okay, which is, he's the wishy-washy one.
Yeah.
Right. He's the one that, I don't want to upset anybody, Justice. All right. But yeah, 6-3. The three of them that said, no, we'll get into that in a little bit later, but they said that the argument was, well, according to the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, I have a right to abort a child, a baby, a fetus, whatever they want to call it. I have that right because of the 14th Amendment. Well, SCOTUS looked at the 14th Amendment and they read, okay, you know, Section 1, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States. And they go, yeah, okay, right. Then they also read that, and of the state wherein they reside, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. Okay, in all of that, did anyone hear anything talking about medical procedure?
No.
Bay?
Mm-mm.
Me neither.
Nope.
Okay, in all sections, all five sections of the 14th Amendment, the Constitution's a beautiful thing, and it's real easy to read. Like, you could bang through them all, no problem. So, with that being said, okay, all right, nothing about abortion in the Constitution. So what happens if there's nothing in the Constitution? Well, the 10th Amendment, okay, the powers that be, all right, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people. Which means, if it's not in the Constitution for the U.S. government to enforce,
mm-hmm.
then the states, the elected officials, the state legislatures, they put together bills and create the law. Just like with speed limits. Just like with, seatbelts.
Yeah.
Okay? This is just like with certain crimes and whatever. If it's not in the Constitution, it goes to the states. That's all Roe versus Wade being overturned is doing, is bringing it to the states. Right? But, man, are they losing their friggin' minds. Why? Because I don't think they know about this. I don't think that they know that they now have, okay, the Supreme Court is not an elected person. It's an appointed person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Elected officials is where law is made. It is up to the Supreme Court to interpret law that is created by your elected officials. But they went crazy. How about at the BETs? Did you know the BETs were this weekend?
I stopped watching that a long time ago.
Our decisions.
You're not alone, babe.
My decisions. Supreme Court.
I would like her to name all nine justices on the Supreme Court.
I'd like anybody to name all nine.
That is Janelle Monáe, right? Okay, at the BET awards. Yeah, clap. I don't know what that.
Because like I tell people. You got a responsibility when it comes to having sex.
Mm-hmm.
And if the dude don't want to have a baby, and
yeah.
if he not trying to take care of it, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't want to have sex with him.
Well
I'm just, Betty, you know,
I hear you.
Responsibilities.
Yeah, everybody got a responsibility to take care of.
And
you out here mm-hmm. having sex, and you don't know who the baby daddy is, stuff like that, multiple times.
Better get on Maury.
You know what I'm saying?
My position on it is just the legal point of it. The Supreme Court justice, okay, they do not create law.
Right.
You got to vote.
Okay. Your elected officials create law.
Right.
Right. So now goes to the states. Right. Let's see what else they had to.
For my sisters especially, it's a hard time right now for us, and I want to speak directly to the men. We need y'all. We need y'all to stand up for us, stand up with us.
Hey, amen. We also need you to put rubbers on, too, okay, when you don't want a child.
That's true.
All right, guys, you got to stand up, too.
Those ways are not having babies.
It does take two people.
Yep.
Yeah,
not this one.
Hmm.
And it,
Lauren and Carly. Carly's upset that three men are talking about what we have no right to talk about.
If my taxes pay for abortions, yes, I do.
I'm talking about law.
Yeah, we're you just talking about law, not whether it's your choice.
It's your choice.
Yeah, I mean, Carly, I'm just here to talk about the process of law.
Right.
Of how the Supreme Court, whoever's on the bench there, cannot create law.
They just enforce it.
And there was no law created. If you wanted abortion laws created at the federal level, then you have your Congress or Senate create a bill
to pass it into a federal statute
saying, listen, abortions are illegal or legal. Boom, let's vote on it. Why has that never happened?
Well, there's no ground for
because
it.
Because they know to make an amendment to the Constitution
takes 30 states.
Okay.
32 states.
You need the supermajority.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, in the House and in the Senate, you need a supermajority yay vote to make abortions legal or illegal. To add that to the Constitution. But it is nowhere in the Constitution. So, again, that 10th Amendment, here you go, very simple, goes to the state to create laws where those states are on the floor putting together bills saying yay or nay. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Go protest where you live.
Vote where you live.
Like, you're getting such an opportunity. So much power is given back to you. Why do you want the federal government controlling your life?
Yeah. John says, heard people say that the government should not make their decisions, my body, my choice.
But the vax.
They're the same ones that are saying, get the vax, make it mandatory. I get that. You know, they're saying they don't want the government to make their decisions. But really, the federal government is rescinding its ability to make the decision for you, bringing it back to your local state. Each state has the opportunity to pass their laws, and it's all by who you vote for. Yeah. They're not saying that it's illegal. They're saying that it's each state's jurisdiction.
Brings it closer.
There's this one lady that she said it pretty good, and I'm not the biggest Fox fan. You know, they got their issues. But listen to what she has to say, okay? She. And don't bring sex into how the Constitution works. All right, that conversation can be had by anybody, no matter what's swinging or not swinging.
Yeah.
Back brings it closer to the people, which is what the far left and liberals in general, classical liberals, have been arguing for, to have their voices heard. At the Supreme Court, they're shut out. This is a done deal in D.C. between the deal makers. Well, now that it's back at state houses, you actually can be heard. You can make a difference. You can vote. You can have a protest, a nice protest that doesn't involve threatening to kill people, but actually do activism for a change. I believe the left knows it doesn't know how to do that anymore. They've relied on this kind of hammer for half a century, and they don't know how to persuade. That's why they're desperate here, and they only know how to threaten, burn things down, have assassins somewhere, attack churches. It's about violence and intimidation and fear. That's what they're afraid of. But the average person benefits from this. The average American benefits from this because it brings it back to the core of what the people want. And we'll see what happens from state to state. I think it is a proper, good decision. I think Ruth Bader Ginsburg would agree in that regard for the very same reason.
And again, RGB, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, right?
RBG,
Ruth Bader Ginsburg wanted this decision to go to the states.
I don't think she wanted it to go to the states. I think she said that she could see it going back to the states because of the way that it was all worded. Mm-hmm. Nothing specifically stated that it was a federal matter.
And it's interesting. It was seven men, I think, in 1972 that made Roe versus Wade. Okay, you know what I mean, right? But nonetheless, all right.
She's got it right.
Yeah.
Now, and she did say that they can't argue, so they intimidate with fear and violence. That's the textbook definition of terrorist.
So they're doing these protests across the country. How about Jodi Sweetin? I remember her at Full House.
Yeah.
Okay. Who'd you play on Full House there?
Stephanie.
Stephanie Tanner.
Right. The middle child.
So she's out there protesting in L.A. All right. And hey, go protest peacefully. Legally. The right way. Well, let's see. What went down with her? Yeah, Full House actress Jodi Sweetin was shoved by Los Angeles Police Department officers this weekend while protesting the Supreme Court decision that overturned abortion decisions Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey, effectively kicking abortion restrictions back to the states. That's it. So guess what? California, mm-hmm. where you're protesting this right now?
It's mm-hmm. still legal.
To be honest with you, states like California and New York are now going to double down and expand abortion rights even bigger. So I don't know what you're upset about in your state. But the partial video captured by Michael Aid, a photographer, shows Sweeten being pushed by officers and falling to the ground while protesting for abortion on a Los Angeles highway. Get off the highways, people.
Right.
Okay.
You're not supposed to be on the highway anyway.
All right. You do stupid things, right? Oh, there she is. Look at stupid. What happened boy. To you?
Play stupid games.
She crossed the line.
Yeah.
That's what she
did.
You
see her?
She crossed the line.
Listen, when you go up to the police, and I know you think, you know, you're somebody special because you're on Full House, okay? Good, good, good. Great, 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 okay? I also remember you trying to host a show called Dance Off Pants Off on MTV5 or whatever, all right? It was so dumb. But yeah, yeah. Stupid things. Don't be so crazy out there. And this guy, too, speaking of stupid. Hey, you have a right to what you want to say, but Billy Joe, Green
Billy
Day.
Billy Joe Armstrong.
Yeah, what do you say? He's renouncing his citizenship, right?
Yeah.
Is he the only one to do it?
Fuck America, I'm fucking renouncing my citizenship. I'm fucking coming here.
Okay, so he declared it, right? He's in a foreign country. He was in England. Okay, so he's renouncing his citizenship. Where do I got it? I got the rules right here. Okay. From travel.state.gov, renunciation of U.S. Nationality abroad. Okay, the Immigration and Nationality Act, Section 349A5. Well, okay, a person wishing to renounce his or her U.S. citizenship must voluntarily and with intent to relinquish U.S. citizenship. They must appear before a U.S. consular or diplomatic officer in a foreign country at a U.S. embassy or a consulate and sign an oath of reunification. Okay? Renunciation. So.
He's not going to do any of that.
Of course not. It's all for show. It's all an act. These are actors.
True to life, he is an American idiot.
He's an entertainer.
Okay, yeah.
Somebody wake him up when September comes.
Right, I'd have more respect for him. He says that he does it.
Yep.
So there you go.
Because
you
remember,
now have to, what, you know what to do now in a foreign country at a U.S. embassy or a consulate. Go there and say, I renounce. What do I got to sign? Mm-hmm. Okay. Good luck with the taxes, by the way, when you want to work here again.
Right. You got to get a visa, though.
Yeah. Oh.
Because you're no longer a citizen.
So now you want to become a citizen of the UK. Okay. Now go through their process of immigration, by the way.
You got to have money.
Well, okay. That's it. If you denounce and do that,
yeah,
you better have a citizenship of somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Because if not, you're a man without a country.
Yeah. Whoopi. What happened to Whoopi? I used to love her. I loved her in the movie Ghost. When she was Oda Mae Brown, right? I loved her in that. Right. Orlando.
Well,
what'd you do to your
sister
head?
Act,
yeah. Oh, Sister Act was great. Yeah.
Yeah.
So check this one out. So she goes, and this is from the Gateway Pundit, Whoopi Goldberg issues warning to Clarence Thomas, suggests that the Supreme Court will bring back slavery. Like, what are you
nothing is pressing anymore.
Well, you better hope that they don't come for you, Clarence, and say you should not be married to your wife, who happens to be white.
But ain't she? I'm just saying.
I don't know. But here's the thing. They didn't read it. They didn't read what was released. So in the releasement of their decision is also their reasons for their decision. Now, in that, it says there will be no... re-looking back at the gays getting married, they said that this has nothing to do with interracial marriage. Like, the Supreme Court justices, they're smart people. They knew these attacks were coming their way, so they printed it. They go, this has nothing to do with anything else. We're not touching anything else. This is not in the Constitution. 10th Amendment, we got to throw it back to the states. It's that simple.
Because they will move back. You better hope that nobody says, you know, well, you're not in the Constitution. You're back to being a quarter
We're
of a person.
We're back to the 50s.
Because that's not going to work either.
Bet you she loved the 50s.
You think so?
She said it.
Oh, boy. When the Democrat governors and mayors put the hoses on black people.
Yep. Either the kids.
And when it comes to, like, abortion stuff, too, they're losing their mind. Here's this Anna Navarro. She's with CNN, okay? And she's talking. You tell me what it sounds like she's talking about when she starts mentioning her family with special needs.
Protect the mother before, during, and after the child.
And I am not anybody to tell you what you need to do with your life or with your uterus. And because I have a family with a lot of special needs kids, I have a brother who's 57 and has the mental and motor skills of a one-year-old. And I know what that means financially, emotionally, physically, for a family. And I know not all families can do it. And I have a step-granddaughter who was born with Down syndrome. And you know what? It is very difficult in Florida to get services. It is not as easy as it sounds on paper. And I've got another step-grandson who is very autistic. Who has.
So you're saying if you didn't have the money in your family, you would abort these individuals because in the womb, Down syndrome?
Mm-hmm. That's what he's saying.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah.
That sounds like discrimination, which violates the 14th Amendment. They're losing their minds.
Oh, absolutely.
They are losing their minds.
Has autism, and it is incredible. And their mothers and people who are in that society, who are in that community, will tell you that they've considered suicide because that's how difficult it is to get help. Because that's how lonely they feel. Because they can't get other jobs. Because they have financial issues. Because the care that they're able to give their other children suffers. And so why can I be Catholic and still think this is a wrong decision? Because I'm American. I'm Catholic inside the church. I'm Catholic.
But she's not Catholic inside the womb.
She's not Catholic outside of the church?
That was the same like she was saying.
Right.
So your religion is only when you're in a building.
Yeah, you just go to church just to give yourself an image.
Which is the hypocrite, right? Yeah.
So that's kind of like Nancy Pelosi.
Why do men speak about this, says William, right? One is because a fetus is part of the man. Two, if men can get pregnant, then we have a say. Yeah! Non-birthing people! But yeah, like again, she is indicating... Well, people with Down syndrome, maybe they should not be born. That's genocide. I mean, that's the whole reason of Margaret Sanger, okay? Planned Parenthood creator, right? Why? Why did they create the Planned Parenthood? To one, get rid of undesirable, and also colored folks.
Yep. That's when all that stuff started. My daughter ain't going to have your baby.
Yeah.
They're losing their minds. AOC, the leader of the clowns, right?
She needs to be impeached.
Oh, yeah? You think so?
Oh, with the amount of rhetoric and hate-mongering and or what could be taken as threats.
Uh-oh. Did we get shot?
Oh, no.
No, we're still showing.
Are we?
We're still showing.
We got flags. We got any flags?
Did they shut us down?
Oh, no. What happened?
Oh boy, let me see.
It's still showing live, 25.
Yeah,
20.
Okay, good.
How many flags we got?
Okay, I think we are still live.
They just slowed us down.
Yeah, I think so. Here, wave. Okay, all right, let's get back then. All right, so.
That's the truth, Michael Glaze.
What did Michael Glaze say?
To kill back babies.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And you know they had mixed babies, you know what I'm saying? Family be like, no.
Back in the day when you were pregnant and not married, they said that you'd left to go to the farm.
Yeah, but you just went to your aunt or uncle. Illegitimate!
It's not an illegitimate decision.
Right.
It went through 9 justices.
See, you got to understand, the left knows that they can't get the votes to pass legislation, turn it into law, such as abortion. So they want to create law through the bench, unelected officials. Again, you don't create law in the judge seat. You enforce it.
Or
you
interpret
it. Right.
As written.
But check this out.
Over the streets.
into the streets. Oh, she starts clapping.
Into the streets.
But there it goes. Into the streets.
Into the streets.
That sounds like insurrection speak.
Well, you should have seen what they did in Arizona. They took over. And here's Maxine Waters.
Again.
She's crazy, this one. Again, they have lost their minds.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Women are going to control their bodies no matter how they try and stop us.
And again, just like that, we know the definition of a woman.
And do you realize that every single one of these people that are sitting there and arguing and fighting, mm-hmm. and they were the option of not having it, an abortion.
And
They're here because of it.
The ladies that are making the comments about My Body, My Choice, you know, Michael Glaze puts, I'm glad they're here and hanging out at least and watching and listening. I look forward to your insight and feedback. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, y'all just need to make sure who y'all let in y'all bodies. You know, I'm just saying. Yeah,
take responsibility.
The Supreme Court. We will defy them. Women will be in control of their bodies. And if they think black women are intimidated or afraid, they got another thought coming. Black women will be out in droves. We will be out by the thousands. We will be out by the millions.
It's nice to have protection with a guy right behind you with a gun, huh?
And then three other cops surrounding you.
Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
We're going to make sure we fight for the right to control our own body.
You do. Each individual state. That's all they're saying. The federal government doesn't make that choice.
I never see any female bodyguards with these politicians. I wonder what that's about.
There's a reason for that.
Hmm. Is it sexist?
No.
Oh, okay.
They're there. You just
hello, everybody. Hello, young girls. We're fighting for you.
Ooh, you said young girls.
Girls,
women. Point that there's gender.
Well, yeah. You know what they're trying to push in these schools, though, too. So
yeah.
You know.
And so the question is, what are we gonna do?
Here's a the Texas Democrat, Diana Limón. Okay, Diana Limón Mercado. And she's doing her rally.
And some people are like, we're going to do this. No, we need to do that. No, we need to do this. Let's call it this. Let's call it that. What color are you wearing? I don't give a shit about any of those things, y'all. Do everything. Whatever you want to do, whatever is calling to you in this moment, however this might speak to you, do that. If you want to take to the streets and shut down business as usual, do that.
Okay, and then
that's
when someone,
insurrection.
Yeah, listen, and then when someone does somebody stupid,
I apologize.
Like that gets people killed.
That's not an insurrection. I apologize. Right. That's inciting a riot. Yeah. So
I want to start a law called the responsibility law.
I hear you, so, man. You got to get it passed through legislation first.
Yeah. How do I do that? How do I get it to them?
Talk to your elected representatives. But I'll tell you what. I mean, this should not be any surprise.
No.
This was called by Donald Trump in 2016.
The court overturned Roe v.
Well,
Wade.
If we put another two or perhaps three justices on, that's really what's going to be, that's will happen. And that'll happen automatically, in my opinion, because I am putting pro-life justices on the court. I will say this, it will go back to the states, and the states will then make a determination.
Ironically, it went back to the states, and now the states make the determination.
Why are you all surprised? He said he was going to do it, and he did it.
Everything
and
he
said. And he's not even in office.
Everything he said.
Right,
he
and
did.
He's not even in right. He was this weekend, though. He was campaigning in Illinois, right? Mm-hmm. In Mendon.
We've got some very big news, don't we? We have very big news. Maybe the biggest. Right from the United States Supreme Court, yesterday the court handed down a victory for the Constitution, a victory for the rule of law, and above all, a victory for life.
Except
this
for in California,
breakthrough is
in
the
York,
answer to
Jersey.
The prayers of millions and millions of people, and these prayers have gone on for decades and decades. They've been praying. And
I don't understand why the left is so upset. Now you have a chance to actually vote for a pro-abortion. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like now you actually, you've never had that. That's never been on the ballot. Do you know what I mean?
Now it will be.
There's never been an opportunity to go to your state legislation, okay, and say, I'm for abortions. Make it legal.
Yeah, they can't.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, their issue now is that they can't force red states to do it.
Right. Well, you know, weed's not legal in Tennessee, right?
Nope. It's not.
No, not yet.
And remember what they used to always say? Well, go to a state where it's
that's
legal.
Right. You know what? Okay, I'll go to, when I go to Colorado, I'll enjoy a nice toke.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Colorado.
But I won't while I'm here in Tennessee.
Where it's
now
legal.
Now those prayers have been answered to the generations of Americans in the pro-life movement, as well as countless constitutional conservatives. Your boundless love, sacrifice, and devotion has finally been...
William Davis in New York. Joe, just know that there are some of us staying and fighting this tyrant state. And that's your right to stay and try and push your message that you think is best for yourself and your family and bring it to the elected officials.
I'm sorry to tell you, William, you're never going to fix New York.
Yeah.
The city itself controls the rest of the country, and the city is predominantly Democratic. Awarded. You're not changing that.
In full. Congratulations and...
Yeah, so there was Trump speaking this weekend about it. Yeah, but there's some crazies out there. And again, it's all an act. Like, they have to set up a camera. They want likes. They want views. And yeah. They go to TikTok. This is an act.
They want
Let
the
it
attention.
Out. Let it out.
Because that's exactly what adults do.
This is an act.
What's wrong? Are you pregnant by somebody else and your husband don't know?
It's just to get likes and clicks.
Okay. Is he gonna cut her hair?
You're a
warrior now?
A Viking?
No. You're an unpaid actress. That's what you're doing here. Okay. Put on the war paint. Wherever you are, go try and get your kill babies in the womb bill passed. Okay, if that's not your area. It's so dramatic. I just don't get it. I mean, I do get it. I get it.
I get it. Like saying go. Take two people to tango.
Did you know about this, right? 1982, Joe Biden proposes a constitutional amendment that would overturn Roe versus Wade and allow the states to choose their own policies on abortion.
I did know that.
New York Times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He was playing the hand because of his son, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Because, you know, his son is into porn, so...
But yeah.
Yeah.
They have lost their mind.
Oh.
You know, you saw Justice Thomas' concurring opinion, I know, calling on the court to reconsider rulings striking down state restrictions, contraception, gay marriage. Are you concerned about that? You also heard what the rest of the court said about that.
I am deeply concerned about that. I understand that the rest of the court said, no, we're not going there. But remember how we got to where we are. When Roe versus Wade first came down, there was a tiny minority that really put a lot of energy into, in effect, for themselves and for Republicans, putting Roe on the ballot over and over. But on the ballot didn't mean try to get it through the Congress, because they knew they couldn't do that. They're not even...
Exactly. They could never get it passed through Congress.
Yeah.
So, they created law through judges, which is unconstitutional. Like, I don't understand. Okay, I'm not talking about the morality of anything, okay? The responsibility of anything. Just legally.
Mm-hmm.
And you people are looking like idiots.
You talk about the law.
The law.
Yeah. This is what it says on this paper.
Yeah,
right
this is
here.
What it says, and this is what you have to abide by until it's not changed. There.
Lori Lightfoot in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, because she's...
Oh.
Dun, dun,
dun. They took it down.
No.
So she must have sold her ass or something, huh?
No, she was screaming like a mad person.
Like I said, beet juice.
Yeah, that's right. Mayor Lightfoot shouted, if you...
Concurrence, he said, thank you, fuck
Clarence Thomas.
She said that with aggression.
Yeah.
He thinks that we are going to stand idly by when they take our rights.
Do you think anything's going to change in the state of Illinois?
How about the people that are taking your own people in your city? There was just another mass shooting this weekend.
Oh, look at these numbers. Look at these numbers in Chicago. Okay. Shot and killed, right? 57. Shot, wounded, 259. Okay. Total shot, 316.
And that's just
total
in the month of June.
Okay.
The month of June alone.
That was in one month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's June to date. Yeah.
Damn.
Okay, summer of...
No wonder why they call it baby.
Year-to-date, 289 shot and killed.
Mm-hmm.
Shot and wounded, 1,257. Yeah. Shut up and quit worrying about Roe v. Wade and more worried about what's happening in your damn city.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah, that's crazy. But again, do you think legally anything's going to change in Illinois?
No.
Probably not.
Not until they start focusing what they need to do.
How about this one? So this woman, she makes this video. Again, because they're all actors and they're all overreacting, and it's going to come back to hurt them. Because when people see about a woman making a video claiming that she mailed her period blood to Justice Brett Kavanaugh, regular people are going to be like, what? What's happening here? What? This is my party? These people vote how I vote?
Yeah.
So this woman, upset... this is from the Gateway Pundit. Upset over the recent Supreme Court ruling returning abortion decisions to the states, posted a video on TikTok, of course, claiming that she mailed her period blood to the Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, which, by the way, is illegal and a felon. Okay? Are you sure you want to admit that you did this?
She did. Hey.
Are you sure, ma'am?
She going to have DNA to prove it.
Okay? That you want to send a biological fluid... into the public mail system. Are you sure you want to admit to doing that? So nonetheless, okay, the video was reposted by our friends at...
Oh, absolutely.
Libs of TikTok.
TikTok.
Right. So,
first of all, you have to know anything you send like that is not making it directly to any of the justices.
Do you want to see the video?
You know what's funny? Is... y'all thought I was kidding.
Why do they all look the same? Right?
She has one of those, like, 8 colored pens.
You know what's funny? Is y'all thought I was kidding. I'm a fucking patriot.
Mm-hmm. You're about to be a convicted felon. Okay.
Sending that's a bio terror.
Yep.
Wow.
Through the mail. Bio has it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a felony because it's through a federally funded program.
They all have the same eyes.
Isn't every one of your ex-girlfriends have those eyes?
Oh boy, I know. I like them like that. That's my problem. Here, let's see what else she has
to say.
This
is what college is doing.
I'm not advocating for burning down buildings. Trauma and destruction is kind of the thing that I love.
I just feel like...
same girl.
The way that we've protested in the past has not worked very well. Now, I'm not advocating for burning down buildings.
Is she a little drunk?
No, that's that crazy guy.
Oh.
Oh, and she's a redhead.
Burning down...
I would love to. I'm just saying. I would love to. I think she's cute.
She's psych hot.
Advocating for burning down buildings? I'm not advocating for it. But trauma and destruction's kind of the thing that I love. So if you guys want to join me in mailing blood from your uterus to the Supreme Court, I already took the fucking bullet and did it first, so.
You can't do that. I don't believe she actually did it.
Go right ahead.
Well, I don't know. Allegedly, the last video, she dropped it inside the mailbox.
She ain't a post office worker.
I did a little research. There's a good chance that the woman has committed several criminal offenses regarding the mail of and targeting a Supreme Court justice with bodily fluids.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. But with the Biden Justice Department in charge, odds are slim that she'll ever be investigated, you know, let alone charged.
William Davis, Red Pill Jen's alter ego.
Oh, boy. Look at this,
you know,
crazy woman.
Let's do it. Come on. You guys don't want to keep that shit in your house.
Benjamin, she
just mail
has
it. It's going in the
home.
Trash anyway.
Relax, Tate Morgan. That's her name, right?
Tate?
Yeah, Tate Morgan. I think her name is Tate Morgan. Yeah. Right?
Wow.
Let me see. Where is it? Yeah, right? Tate Morgan. Well, it says in her Twitter about she is a comedian, and most of what I say is satire.
Yeah. So she's saying, oh, I'm just joking.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Yeah.
She has not said on Twitter that the period blood video is satire, though. And because posting, I don't know, maybe too much information like that is so common these days, Morgan informed the world a month ago of the start of her period, which should help investigators tie the recent mailing to her current cycle.
All right. Well, I mean, it fits.
But it's craziness.
And it's about a month ago.
Okay. Here's more of these protests.
Look at this. Disrespectful.
And they're kicking around the Bible at their protest, like it's like they're playing hacky sack or something.
Because you show me in the Bible where it says that abortion.
Did you hear? Did you hear the question? Mm-hmm. Did you hear the statement? Here, listen up.
This was a Quran. You would not have done that. You would not have done that.
Do you know what the Quran says about abortion? Oh boy.
What does it say?
Okay. Why don't you put down the Quran and kick that around? Okay. About your rights as a woman.
You have no rights.
Okay.
As a woman.
Your rights as a woman. Instead of the Holy Bible. Okay. That I'm sure you don't know much about. But, yeah, what about the Quran? Why aren't you kicking that around? Do it. I dare you.
If this was a Quran.
Because you're so fucking privileged.
What you did, give me my Bible back. That is a hate crime.
You don't have a privilege.
They took the guy's Bible.
And said you don't have a privilege.
Right.
Had you in America.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy.
Oh, well, look at that.
Look at those stats there. So they did a recent, this is out of the state of Florida. It's a good one to look at because it gives you a pretty good idea of what's going on.
Oh, that's for, that they keep a record of every, yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of states don't. Mm-hmm. But I think this should be part of the these bills
yeah.
if they put them into.
I think so, too, so they know.
The reason why somebody gets an abortion.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think any bill. Really, any bill, not just this one, but everything should be in layman's terms so that people can understand it without having to have a legalese.
But
how much? How much was reported by rape, Bay?
Oh, 0.01%. Oh,
yeah, 0.15.
No, that's incestuous.
Wrong one.
0.15 for raped. 0.01%. That's we're talking less than a percentage here. Okay,
less than 1/100th of a percent.
No reason at all.
74.9, meaning it was more designed as birth control than...
Right. The woman aborted for social or economic reasons. Again, another form of birth control abortion.
Mm-hmm.
20.4%. So you're telling me over 90%.
95%
of abortions in Florida are used for birth control.
My damn.
You know, they make these things called Plan B.
Yeah.
It's unreal. Yeah. Yeah, well, we can get into all of these stats here, but they're going crazy. And this is why overreacting to the overturning of Roe versus Wade is going to backfire for the left. Already, this is from the Associated Press, a left-leaning organization known as the Associated Press. Well, they say that a million Democrats have defected because Biden and Democrats are woefully out of touch with the American people.
They are.
I think, to be fair, I think almost every single person sitting inside of Congress, the VP.
They all out of touch.
They have not been a citizen of their state for so long that they have lost touch with the people of their state. They have no idea what everyone in their state wants because They're not in there.
No, they give the squeaky wheel the grease.
Yeah, that's it. Give a mouse a cookie.
And the actual wheel that's working is pissed off.
Yeah.
For not getting the grease.
The thing is now you've woken the silent majority and we're no longer silent.
So 6-3, the Supreme Court decisions has been the theme, right?
Mm-hmm.
Second Amendment, right? 6-3. Going back to the states, Roe versus Wade overturned 6-3. Well, 6-3 vote, Supreme Court sides with Coach Joe Kennedy. Remember we talked about this one?
Yeah.
Who was fired after kneeling in silent prayer at the midfield after football games.
Yeah.
So that was a nice little touch right there. They said this. So the U.S. Supreme Court, I'm at the Gateway Pundit. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of Coach Kennedy in a decision released Monday morning. In a 6-3 vote, the Thomas Court sided with Joseph Kennedy, who lost his job. This was in the Bremerton School District after he knelt at midfield after games to offer quiet personal prayer. Well, the guy got fired for that. Here's a video. Let's take a look.
Football coach Joe Kennedy, who lost his job for praying after games, spoke at the recent Values Voter Summit. He talked with our chief White House correspondent and political director, Lauren Ashburn.
We're joined now by Joe Kennedy. He's a former football coach at Bremerton High School in Washington State. Joe, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
You and the First Liberty Institute filed a lawsuit against the school district last month, and you say that your First Amendment rights were violated. Take me back. What happened? How long have you been praying? I know this is all about faith.
Right. After every game, I always took a knee, and for 15, 20, maybe 30 seconds of giving thanks for what the kids just did on the field. And after all these years, the school finally got a compliment from one of the districts and said, hey, what the football program's doing is awesome. So they actually started an investigation, and it led me to where we are today, where the school said you could choose between your faith or your job. And I...
Unconstitutional. So three voted saying, no, I'm siding with the school. Do you know why?
Because it's separation of church and state.
There's no such law.
No.
There's no such thing as separation of church and state. That was a recommendation by Thomas Jefferson.
When you looked it up.
Yeah, there's no law on that. But, see, the SCOTUS there that ruled in favor of the school, not Coach Kennedy there, well, they said because... it was, Justice Sotomayor, okay? She actually falsely claimed that the coach was praying at the center, praying at the center of a school event. No, the event's over.
Yeah, that was at the end of the event. Game over. Yep, everybody shakes hands.
Tell a Muslim guy that he can't have his prayer while at school.
Right.
Good luck. Again, it's attack against Christianity and actual just values and morals. And they are losing. And it's going to keep costing them.
That's because they keep trying to legislate morality.
New York Supreme Court strikes down law that allowed non-citizens to vote also now.
Well, that's good because it specifically states that you have to be a U.S. citizen to vote.
Another feeling.
The best is yet to come. They keep getting crazier. And the non-greasy wheels are finally saying, hey, I'm done.
Oh, yeah.
I'm done. How about this one? Doctor, okay, at Sarah Bush News says that she prescribes medication based on her patient's political affiliation and race.
See, don't need right to be there. That,
yeah, they need to pull her medical license because that's the
that's
a violation of the Hippocratic Oath. It doesn't matter who you are, what you are, or how you feel.
So, I prescribe meds that I can also choose not to prescribe them.
So, how many of her patients has she then screwed over?
Bay breaking news: registered nurse Shauna Harris. Who said she prescribes meds based on political affiliation of her patients, has resigned.
Because I was a patient. Well, I sue her.
Yeah. First of all, I don't know how she is prescribing meds. I don't think nurses can.
Full statement.
I thought everything had to be a doctor to prescribe them.
Yeah, RNs can't prescribe meds, right? Mm-hmm. Here's another one. She just thinks she's somebody important. I'm someone of power. If you don't think like me, you won't get anything.
Yeah.
How about the naked bikers right around in front of children at the Pride Parade in Seattle?
They should be arrested for indecent exposure.
They've been doing that all
I don't care who you are. You're riding around naked in front of kids.
Jesus.
I thought you supposed to get arrested for that.
That
right?
Poor bike seat.
Well, here they're it probably is. Covered up in those areas. Just
social nudity. No. Oh, I had to stop the video.
Oh.
Yeah, you'll see.
They knew.
There's my ding-a-ling.
Show me after it's off.
My ding-a-ling. So social nudity in Seattle, right? Social nudity is somewhat accepted in Seattle, okay? Perhaps only treated as other large communities, West Coast regions such as San Francisco, Los Angeles. There are a few non-sexualized clothing optional and top-free events. Including cycling. Well, top free. Okay.
I'm
down with
free
the nipple. Right. Well, this is not top free. This is like, oh boy.
Full nudity. Mm-hmm. I want to ride my bicycle.
Like, that's full nudity.
Zy boop.
Right. Oh boy. You know what I mean? I'm going to get in trouble. I can't even show it.
What happened there? Going on right there.
Kid doesn't want to look, I guess. Here's the one with the Mickey Mouse. Bugs Bunny, right.
Mm-mm-mm.
Where was this one? Was this one in Toronto? Yeah, that's right. Just, you know.
I mean,
listen,
I'd arrest him.
Have a parade. You know, you don't have to. Oh, did you see this one?
Oh, and it was purposefully done. She can't say, well, I was just moving my arm.
Should we talk about this one?
Oh, yeah.
My girl that just got elected in Texas there.
Texas, yeah.
Uh-huh. Right? The Mexican girl who's married to that Border Patrol guy.
Mm-hmm. Who came in from Mexico legally.
Yeah. Well, that guy's a loser. But, so she's getting sworn in, okay?
All right.
And Speaker of the House swears in the new Congress people. And so that Speaker of the House is Nancy Pelosi. Right. So she's getting a picture with the kids. This is Maya's kids. Okay, the new congressperson. You tell me, because Pelosi's team said that, she was making sure that the child was in frame for the picture and not hiding behind her. You tell me if that's what this is. I hope it is.
It's not.
We wanted our pastor to come into the picture.
Thanks, sir.
Did you see that? See that elbow nudge?
Yeah, get it. Move over.
And now her elbow is in front of the kid anyway. She had to purposely move her elbow back.
Here it is, slow
motion. And then out to the side.
Get away, kid. You bother me.
I got to give credit to the kids. They handled that really well.
Yeah, so.
I know that nudge.
Yeah, Myra Flores, okay?
I've been nudged like that a couple times.
See Rudy get slapped in the back? You know, his son's running for governor of New York, I believe.
I hope he gets it.
But Rudy's kid. So Rudy's campaigning for him, and Rudy was in Staten Island. And a worker there comes up behind him, slaps him on the back, and calls him scumbag. He was pissed. It was reported that the worker at the store was pissed about Roe versus Wade. This is an old man, you know what I mean? Alexa, how old is Rudy Giuliani?
Rudy Giuliani is 78 years old.
Yeah, man.
Here's a tip. When you see the bell icon on the home screen, you can just say, read my notifications.
No. Thank you,
Alexa. I mean, you could.
Yeah.
You won't, but you could. You know, to be fair, I think that...
Yeah. I mean, it's...
It wasn't hard. No. It didn't make
it was just like, it was
but,
like, hey.
Nonetheless.
Got his attention.
It was contact.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It was contact. It was contact.
Unwanted physical contact.
With the intention of...
Of harassment.
Absolutely. Right.
Like, hey.
Unprovoked.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think... I wonder if the kid got fired. I don't know. But they're losing their minds. They are losing their minds.
I'm mostly peaceful.
All right. This means we're going to start wrapping it up. Okay. It's been reported that a Russian missile hit Ukraine mall filled with thousands.
Yeah.
Says Zelensky.
They said that.
Here, I want to play you this.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there it is. You guys are watching, right?
They said it was a missile, right?
Thousands civilians, says Zelensky, right?
Yeah.
Looks like a pretty empty parking lot.
It's kind of what I was thinking.
Okay. There's here, let me go to more replies here. Now, if there was 1,000 people in there, did they all get out and leave, like, right away? I mean, but where's all the ambulance?
Wouldn't that be more debris?
Do you know what I mean?
You know.
Listen, I'm not buying this video here. This is let's see what breaking that, because I like breaking 911, but I want to see this, because
you need another angle.
I didn't know that there was a need to eat during war.
but yeah, where's all the cars? Where's all the ambulances? I'll remember this one.
Oh, yeah, CNN.
You know, we're going to use the at least 59 people killed, at least 149 people wounded. Those numbers are going to go up.
Right. I thought that was the truth, commercial, about the cigarettes. The country you mentioned, Chernobyl. Russian forces quickly overtaking that area. He's alive. He's a zombie.
Oh, we found one alive. Go back to being dead.
He's a zombie.
Right.
Kill him.
Crisis actors.
Trying to get that money.
Watch Russian missile hit Ukraine wall filled with thousand citizens.
They said, what? There it goes.
Did the cars disappear?
Well, if it's like going to a square mall.
Where's all the ambulances? Right?
Not unless they walk there. On this thing.
I don't know how many would be left.
I thought the missile was supposed to hit it.
You know what I mean? Like, I just don't know what to believe anymore.
Well, you can't trust the news no more.
Crowded shopping mall. All right.
Ain't no footage? That's it?
That's all we got.
I thought they said what?
No ambulances?
It sounds like some are coming. I don't know.
Hmm. Interesting. All right, he made it out of whatever happened.
There's got the debris in the parking lot.
You know, I will say, as an advocate.
Uh huh.
It very well may be that there were 1,000 people in there, and it wouldn't have a lot of cars, as they're not trying to draw attention to any one particular spot that has a lot of people for fear of that.
Could be. Just I found that interesting.
I find it interesting, too.
I also found this interesting. Guess who's back?
$300 million. Dollars.
No Amber Heard, huh?
Nope.
Well, that's just it. You can't have a Pirates of the Caribbean without Captain Jack Sparrow.
It's the truth.
When you become the franchise,
and he
they
did.
Try to get rid of you.
Right.
That movie is going to bomb.
Same thing with that Fantastic Beast series. It sucked without him. When they replaced him with some other guy.
Yeah.
It sucked.
With I forget dude.
Right. Yeah. I forgot the dude's name too. But yeah. So welcome back, Johnny Depp.
$300 million.
The guy's a weird guy. And don't get me wrong. I don't care for this guy politics or whatever. But I
don't. Acting style this character.
His acting is great.
I don't think he had the right of his job being taken away based on accusation.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But yeah, Johnny Depp to return as a Jack Sparrow role in Pirates of the Caribbean. Sources confirm.
I love Captain Jack.
Yeah, he's
I
great.
Want
he plays such a good drunk.
For as soon as it opens, I want him to say, you almost caught Captain Jack Sparrow. That's the only... I would love for Pirate 6 or whatever it is to come
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I think it'd be 6.
And the opening scene, and be like, mm-hmm. just him as Captain Jack Sparrow and say, you almost caught Captain Jack Sparrow.
That was his favorite. I love that line.
Did you see this?
That's the one with the cat? Yeah.
Like, bro.
Like, hey.
Look at that. Hey. That cat's hey. Like, yo.
What are we doing here,
why'd
man?
Why'd you take off with me on here?
Why would you up there?
What? I wanted takeout, but this is not what I meant.
Look at that cat.
Oh.
That dude look like, at the guy. Hey. Like, oh. It's a pussy up there.
Yeah.
I think it's a stray cat, or?
Yeah.
I don't see a collar or anything, right?
Yeah, probably straight running from
it looks
the
like my stray cat, Strike.
Yeah.
He did a double take. He's like, what?
Oh, I love it.
What's the cat doing up here?
Those cats are pretty resilient, though, huh?
I wonder, will it land on its feet?
Like that cat, like there's the wing, right?
Yeah, it's inside of
it. It's doing that low crawl.
Mm-hmm. And we're like, hey.
That's not slow speeds either, you know? Mm-mm. It's not a friggin' jet or anything, but the cat's like, I'm just gonna hang out here for a little. I'm more secure.
I'm kinda high up here.
Yeah.
Hey, can we stop for some bird?
I hope the cat shits. And it hit somebody on the way down.
It wouldn't hit anybody. They're still right over the runway. You can see runway 27.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, must have been a... That's funny.
Yeah, no doubt. Man, what's going on? All right, well, let's...
Craziness.
Let's get ready to head out of here.
Yeah.
But, Chris, anything on the show stand out for you? Learn anything?
I didn't learn anything new, but, I mean, just the way people react.
Yeah.
Just, look.
It doesn't help your cause.
When you destroy things, people stop listening.
Right. Like, look what January 6th. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What a turnoff that was for a lot of people, myself included. Like, what are you guys doing? Don't be breaking windows.
Yeah, look, with January 6th and any of it.
Yeah.
We all are like, anyone that got caught or did something destructive, by all means, face the music. You did it.
Like, look at the popularity of BLM drop after the big riot.
Well, yeah. Well, your cause is no longer valid.
Right. Right.
You've lost any kind of righteousness that you had when you turn to negative.
And you don't have to be crazy.
The easiest way to be heard, speak softly.
But with a lot of people. Yeah. Bay, what do you say?
Not much.
Not much.
Just crazy.
Just crazy, man.
Craziness.
Right? It's crazy.
You know, protect yourself, people.
Bay runs run for office. on the responsibility bill. That's how you get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You got my vote, Bay.
As long as you
promise free Wicked Good sandwiches.
Love me some Wicked Good.
They are Wicked Good.
Remember that 10th Amendment. Okay, if it's not in the Constitution, your 10th Amendment says it goes to the your states. And hey, if the state doesn't create law on it, goes to you. Have at it. There's a lot of laws, though, so good luck.
We don't need to revisit laws.
Hey, do me a favor. Read the Constitution this week sometime. Just go through it. Whether online, you got a little small copy, read it. It's a beautiful, beautiful document. You know, the Third Amendment. Anyone know? Anyone know Third Amendment? You don't hear of it much, right?
Right.
Well, soldiers can't just come in your house and take over.
They can't take over. Right. Even in a time of war, they can't occupy your...
They need permission.
Yep.
Okay. So, you know, it's pretty cool. 11th Amendment. Do you know what the 11th Amendment is?
Mm-mm.
There's your homework. All right. We got to get out of here. Thanks for allowing us, enabling us to have a conversation. Don't forget to click like, share this, subscribe to the channel, follow the channel, and stars. Send some stars.
Like, comment, subscribe, and star.
Thank you. All right, well, we'll catch you next time on the Joe Padula Show, America's Party with a Purpose. Absolutely.
It's the Joe Padula Show. Clarksville's conversation.
Absolutely.
Nonstop Vegas action has arrived. Oak Grove Gaming is now open. Experience a whole lot of Vegas fun, minus the flight, at Oak Grove Gaming. Spin and win big on over 1,300 of the latest and greatest games. Indulge and eat like a king at our four fantastic restaurants. Live it up at the lively bars and lounges.
Conveniently located off I-24, exit 86, across from Fort Campbell. Just a quick spin away. Plus, now you can reserve your room for when our luxurious five-story hotel opens. For reservations and more exciting information, visit oakgrovegaming.com. That's oakgrovegaming.com. Oak Grove Racing, Gaming, and Hotel. So Vegas, so close. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, everybody. This is Water Dogs Rich from Water Dogs Scuba and Safety. What do I love about the Joe Padula Show? You got a veteran like Joe going after his dreams and bringing so many people together from so many different walks of life here in Clark.